right now?
They're good. I just can't believe I have to be the warm-up act for McKinney.
Well, you know, when we don't have shows on Monday, that's just where we stand right now. But, you know, Kevin will be excited that he's not the the warm-up act because he's typically in that spot.
All right. What's going on, man?
Not much. I know Rockies fans are, even bigger Brandon Nimmo fans after what he did last night to give the Dodgers a loss with the Mets win in the ninth inning to put the Rockies in first place right now. I'm sure the Rockies fans enjoyed that home run.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, they're not used to being in first place this late in the year. I think in 139 games in 95, they were in first place, and 137 games this year they are. So it's one of those things where they're actually thinking, like, maybe they can win a division. Not can we get the wild card, but, you know, can we win the division? And when you look at it, when you look at all the problems that the Rockies fans think that their team's having problems in the bullpen, since Kenley Jansen went on the DL and even since he came back, the Dodgers got a mess out there.
Absolutely.
I mean, I remember listening on the radio, on the Sirius to the Dodger games when that first week Jensen was back. The first nine batters he faced, only three hit home runs, but only two were game winners. The other just tied the game up. The bullpen is a very tenuous area, and nobody seems to be just dominating teams this year in that spot in this division.
I thought it was kind of. I saw something where the Rockies have a very similar record to what they had last year at this point. They're in first place this year. Last year, I think, they were 17 games back of first place last year because the Dodgers were playing just unbelievably well?
Yeah, the Dodgers were just running away with everything last year. But, you know, I just don't think they have the pitching this year. Kershaw's not Kershaw. He's still good. I mean, I like Kershaw, don't get me wrong. But he's not Kershaw this year. That's a difference maker. And I think, the bullpen is not doing its job. When you look at the rest of their rotation, it's old, it's worn out, and it's trying to hang on. It's not what you'd expect for the amount of money that they have tied up in salary. The Rockies rotation, it's young, and as well as them hoping to win this year, I think they're looking at it as putting the foundation together that they're going to have a pretty good rotation for the next couple years.
Trace, the Rockies yesterday they pulled it out at the end, and they've got the half-game lead now in Los Angeles. They've got two more with San Francisco, and then the Dodgers come to town. So they've got a really important next five games that they've got with these five in the division. They did really well yesterday. They jumped on Bumgarner early. I mean, they just crushed him in that first inning. But then the same problems as they went through the rest of the day. The San Francisco fought their way back in the game, actually took that lead, and the Rockies had to come from behind to win it yesterday. So they've still got some problems out there in the bullpen too.
Oh, yeah. I know O gave up the two home runs yesterday, but I really think since they got O, their bullpen has been much better. The last month and a half, their bullpen has done a much better job of getting them through situations. It's far from perfect, but I think my point is that, you think of these other teams and you always think that your team is the one that has problems. Well, those other teams do too. And I don't think it's the next five games, David. Once they're done with the Giants here, then they have three with the Dodgers. Then they have four with Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to San Francisco for three. Then they go to L.A. for three. Then they go to Arizona for three. So, really, when you get right down to it, they've got 13 of their next 18 games. Or 13 of their next 18 are against Arizona and the Dodgers. The other five are the Giants. So, it's this next 2.5 weeks, it's going to be pretty interesting. But this is, this is where you say, okay, you've got control because you're playing seven games with Arizona. You're playing six games with the Dodgers. If you do your job there, then you're in pretty good shape. So, that's what you get asked for. They don't have to sit at the scoreboard and pray that somebody else wins to help them. They got to look in the dugout and make sure that their guys are ready to go out and do what they're capable of doing.
Does it seem to you that Wade Davis is back in control of things after, you know, having a little hiccup there? Very similar, you know, to what Holland had last year. Of course, he had the finger issue. I'm not sure what the deal was with Davis, but it seems like he's got his groove back. Do you see that as well?
Yeah, and the Davis thing was like two games here, and then you start to think everything was okay, and then it would disappear for a game or two. But it was more about his sometimes I think his problem is he's got four pitches. And that's great when you're a starting pitcher, but you could only set a guy up so much when you're coming into the ninth inning. You know, you're not worried about that next time you face him. And I think sometimes you just have to be a little more aggressive in your approach. And you can't waste a pitch or try to do something. Like, you know, you gave up the home run in Milwaukee, right? And everybody's like, well, how could you throw a curveball there? Well, if he threw the curveball where he wanted to, it would have been a nice pitch because he'd gotten ahead with the two fastballs, and he wanted to come back with a curveball to catch him to, like, make him realize there was something else. And then he was coming back with a fastball the next pitch. But instead of throwing that curveball up, he threw it over the middle of the plate. Well, when you're pitching in the role he's pitching in, you can't afford to do those type of things because you don't get many do-overs in the ninth inning.
Tracy Ringlesby joining us here on the program. Trevor Story has been just on an absolute tear of late. I know he strikes out a lot. He struck out more than anybody on the team, but I mean, he's got his average up near 300. He's up near 30 homers, up near 100 runs batted in. What about, you know, because he got off to a slow start. What do you make of his, you know, transformation into not only a power hitter, but turning into a pretty decent hitter in his own right?
Yeah, I mean, he's hit well with two strikes. I just think he's developing that confidence that you have to be a good hitter because he is hitting well with two strikes. You'll still see him every now and then chase that stupid pitch away and down with two strikes, but in general, he's learned not to get to overreact to that thing and to control himself. And I think he's one of those guys that the more you watch him, you get comfortable. I mean, yeah, he's over 100 strikeouts, but he's hitting 295. He's not hitting 225, you know, with 100. It's not the, the old third baseman with a red Hobson. It's not Butch Hobson disease. You know, when he makes contact, it's a hit. So, you know, he's been good. And the thing that you have with him is he's gotten clutch hits. You know, it's just not a hit. He gets hits in pressure situations. It's his third year in the big leagues. And I think he's really starting to get in that comfort zone and emerge and realize, you know what, I am this good. And that's the thing that a lot of players have that problem with is that they've always been good, and then they struggle a little bit, and they start to wonder if they really are. And it's the guy that comes back, not with arrogance, but a little bit of a cockiness of, you know what, I am better than you. I can beat you. And it's not that you're being smart aleck or anything. It's just you're having an attitude that you're not intimidated by your opportunity.
Who are some September call-ups that do you think could make a pretty good impact down the stretch with the Rockies, or do you see a name or two that will do that?
So, you know, I think Tapia can because of his speed. I mean, when you get to this time of year and you make these different moves, you're looking more for specialty things. And I think Cuevas, if he gets in a situation they have to throw him a fastball, I think he's shown that he's capable of hitting that pitch. And as a pinch hitter, you have a tendency to see that more often than you do if you're in a lineup. I think he can help a lot. I think the guy that I think is going to be a big boon down the stretch is Butera. I mean, they finally have a guy that's a legitimate all-around defensive catcher. And they haven't had that all year. And this guy can really catch. He understands the game. He can work guys through a game. He's got good quick release to get the ball to second base. I think that's a sleeper deal. And, you know, in Holiday, actually, they picked up three guys that were under the radar, and I think all three guys that picked up kind of stabilized that bullpen because now you have a seventh inning guy. So Ottavino's eighth, and Davis is ninth. Holiday, they needed a right-handed threat off the bench. Well, he's been more than a right-handed threat. He's actually come through with his threats. But, you know, that's good, and he wanted to come back. And then I just think that, you know, you can't overestimate, especially down the stretch run, what a veteran catcher that can really catch my favorite trivia thing is when the Royals won the last World Championship a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
the final pitch was thrown by Wade Davis and the catcher, Drew Butera.
Okay.
In the 12th inning, because the catcher led off the 12th inning with a single. It was 2-2. They didn't realize it was going to be a 5-run inning, so they pinch ran for him, and Butera had to go in and catch.
Gotcha.
And I was teasing Butera about it. He said, when the trade came, if you go into the Royals training room, there's a big picture of him and I jumping in the air and hugging each other. And he said, when the trade got made, I called him and said, hey, let's recreate that picture in Colorado.
That'd be pretty cool if they could do that. Tracy, Rockies Giants here in a couple of hours. We appreciate the time and enjoy the game. Thank you so much.
Hey, and tell Dave it's great to hear from you.
As always, great to hear from you, Tracy. Bye-bye.
See ya, Trace.